The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything right here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. We're talking about the future of free markets on the Internet. We've had different examples of centralized freer markets going down, meaning being taken out by hackers, being attacked by hackers, or in some cases being taken offline completely by the FBI, as has happened with Silk Road 1.0, Silk Road 2.0, and now a few other sites that were taken down in last week's worldwide global crackdown on the so-called deep web. That has led to a discussion about alternatives. What is the market going to provide? Because the Silk Road was an amazing advancement for the black marketplace. I mean, that taking the black market, which is historically a very shifty place with unreliable people, you know, running the products and services in the black market, and, you know, you never really know what you're going to get, and the prices are really, really high, and competition is violent in some cases with the black marketplace. Silk Road eliminated a lot of those problems. Silk Road eliminated the violence associated with the criminal drug trade. They made it a safer thing for people to be able to buy and sell drugs and other things like fake IDs and things like that. So they really increased the safety of the marketplace. In fact, there's another story, which we probably won't have time for tonight, but in the Washington Post, of all places, how the FBI has made the world a more dangerous place by shutting down Silk Road 2.0 and other online drug markets. And it's absolutely true that they have.
Sounds like they get it.
Yeah, well, that's good that, you know, big company like the Washington Post is understanding of this, that these online black markets...
Get it a little bit, at least.
Yeah, these online black markets have literally saved lives, not just saved lives from people who might have been shot in a drug deal gone bad, but also saved lives in the form of the people who are taking the drugs, not taking an overdose amount, you know, not getting an unknown quantity or some sort of unknown drug and, you know, ODing on that without realizing it, which happens in the black marketplace due to unscrupulous, clueless dealers in certain cases. You know, on the Silk Road, you're more likely to get the drug that you have ordered than you are buying from some shady character on a street corner or in a club or something like that. And so that results in safety, fewer hospital visits and things like that.
Yeah, it's not only safer, it's also, it's myopic of the FBI or the authorities to crack down on these websites that are offering, you know, more goods or services, more information. It's the information age. You're not going to force this information back underground now that it's out. There's plenty of information about what's available and what these drugs contain or, you know, what sort of services you'll be offered. You know, once that Pandora's box is opened, there's no shutting it. I mean, there's no way that they can go back to the world that we had in the 90s or the 1980s.
Oh, they're trying their best.
No internet.
They're going to use as much violence as they can to try to make things like they used to be. But you're right. The cat's out of the bag. The technological advancements have already occurred and are continuing. And that's what the story was that you brought to the table here tonight, Derek J. What was the site, by the way, that was publishing this?
Coin Telegraph.
So that's one of those newsy, Bitcoin newsy sites, right?
Coin Telegraph. They do a pretty good job of covering the Bitcoin news around the world, things that are important. And I think this is one of the most important stories, is it affects not just the Bitcoin world, but the whole world. The whole world deals in drug trade, whether we like to be open about it or not. But that's the truth.
Some allege even the federal government themselves are involved in the drug trade.
That's true. Some allege that. But, you know,
well,
I mean,
all you have to do is go take a look, search soldier guarding poppy fields, and I think you'll probably find some relationship between the United States government and drug production.
You know, I forget who said it first, but on the topic of currency, it wouldn't be a very good currency, that is Bitcoin, if you weren't able to buy illicit drugs with it.
So, and to me, the Silk Road was really the first killer app for Bitcoin. That was what really
helped me realize how important Bitcoin was. Yeah, when I first heard about Bitcoin, I was like, you know, what's this all about? Digital currencies.
They're like, oh, you can buy drugs with it.
But yeah, when I found out that the Silk Road existed, it clicked with me, and I realized, oh my gosh, this is huge because you know, to change to the black market, like the black market's a multi-billion-dollar industry. I mean, there's a lot of money out there in the drug trade, and to make it safer and better. All around, I mean, just everything the Silk Road did for the black market has made it a safer, better, more reliable place. And when I saw that, I thought, wow, this really is great. Unfortunately, I didn't have the vision to actually buy any Bitcoins at that time. Had I done so, I probably would have gotten them for like less than 20 cents each. But nonetheless, hindsight's always 20/20. But that was, I did recognize that there was real value in what the Silk Road was doing. And it's true. And so Silk Road 2.0 has been taken out now. And what they're talking about moving to now are decentralized marketplaces.
Yeah, because you can't take it out with a central point of attack. I mean, you know, all these Silk Road underground markets, they all have centralized servers somewhere. And however the FBI or the government people are doing it, they're finding these things. And people running the Silk Road and the other websites, Agora Marketplace, I'm sure they're making it as difficult as possible for the authorities to find them, but they're doing it. So we need a solution that doesn't involve a central point of attack.
And I'm glad to hear there are at least two of them under development right now. There's this NXT Free Market, which their website is nxtfreemarket.com. And then there's also Open Bazaar. Their website is openbazaar, that's BAZAAR.org. Now, I'm curious. The NXT guys apparently have released their client and so the program. So I am curious to see what that looks like. How easy it is to use, that kind of thing. Because they're charging fees on the NXT Free Market. And, you know, it's not that much. It's apparently, you know, 7 NXT. NXT is an alternative to Bitcoin. There's 7 NXT per listing, and then there's a 1 NXT charge for every message that you send. So
yeah, but that makes sense. And this might be a little technical, but there are other altcoins similar to NXT, like, what's this one, Ether or something?
Ethereum,
right.
It's not even out yet, though, right?
Well, in concept, it would be another altcoin, and a person would have to send Ether across the network in order to make these programs work, these programs that live on the Ethereum network. Hmm. And so, yeah, you're sending payment, you're sending a fee, but it's not going to anyone. It's not like there's these NXT goons that sit in their, thrones and they collect all these
fees. Who's collecting this? Wait a minute.
Cigars.
It sounds like they're self-executing, like, nominal amounts in fees so that they help execute the program. Not that the fees are, you know, being collected by Bitcoin miners somewhere or NXT miners.
According to the NXT Free Market website, the fees are going towards, let's see, it's 7.77 NXT to post an item. It is 1 NXT per transaction, so the entire cycle of listing an item, being paid, and communicating with your buyer can cost less than 20 U.S. cents per, you know, the whole thing.
Okay.
No percentages of the final sale price, no high fees. And they do point out that their product, Free Market, which is designed differently from the Open Bazaar, that their product uses the NXT blockchain. Now, the blockchain is sort of the technology behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. That's what makes Bitcoin work, basically, without getting more detailed about that.
Yeah.
It makes sense. If you're going to be posting things to the blockchain, then fees need to be included. And yes, the miners would be getting a portion of that, but that's okay because that's part of what makes the system work.
And it's decentralized. It's not like, you know, there's this group of 100 miners and it can't expand from that and they're collecting all these fees.
But I don't think
anyone.
The Open Bazaar is using the blockchain for their listings. And so therefore there wouldn't be fees involved with Open Bazaar.
Interesting.
And I don't know why it would be, you know, 7.77 to list, but everything else is 1 NXT. So maybe there is a fee going to the designers. I'm not really sure. The designers of the NXT Free Market are not public. So if you go on their website, they have the team, and their team members are Blacky Black 1, JL777, and Mr. Knuckle, all who are
sounds reputable.
Who are portrayed as a silhouetted face. So we don't know who's involved in creating the NXT.
You should be able to go on Google and just search Knuckle and find out who Mr. Knuckle is.
That endears trust.
Well, you just eliminate all the female knuckles that you find.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Where is the Open Bazaar team? They are public. You know, you can meet these guys. They're sort of repping what they're doing. And Mark, your fear is that the guy behind Open Bazaar is going to end up in prison as a result of that. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-856-4195. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-856-4195. That's 1-800-856-4195. Call 1-800-856-4195.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. We're talking about the future of the marketplace, the online underground markets that now may not have to be as underground. The Open Bazaar, for instance, software is being developed as we speak. And there's already one out there called NXT Free Market.
that is offering decentralized marketplace access, meaning that no one's in charge of this particular marketplace. There's no one Dread Pirate Roberts to be targeted as the leader. That's what the feds do. They know how to take out the leader. For instance, we've seen this happen with our activism up here in New Hampshire. For those of you that are new to the show, Derek J., Mark, and myself, we're all here. I'm Ian. We're all here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We moved here in search of more liberty. We want to be with other people who care about freedom and get active. Well, in
the first thing the cops ask is, who's in charge here?
It sure is the first thing. If they've already determined who's in charge, they'll go and arrest that person. That's what happened at the 420 celebration. Where we had 100-some people in the park smoking cannabis, they zeroed right in on the two individuals they believed to be the so-called ringleaders, or the organizers, or whoever they thought was in charge. So that's how their systems are set up. That's how the government is structured. There's someone at the top, and then below them, people underneath them with different ranks. So they figured that we must be set up the same way. The activist movement must be set up the same way. And that's what the Silk Road was. There was one guy at the top. He had a couple of admins or a handful of admins who were beneath him, and they were all getting paid, and everybody else underneath that. So they took those people out, and they also took out the server. There was too much centralization. It creates too high of a price. It creates not a hard target. It's something that can be targeted with enough effort. Something can be done, whether it's taking out the site due to denial of service attacks by hackers, or somebody trying to find a back door, or the feds in this case actually finding the physical location of the server. It's this high value target that is worth spending time on to take out,
right,
whoever it is that's spending that time. But with
decentralized, they can't do that.
Correct. The only way, as Derek pointed out, to take out a decentralized marketplace entirely is to take out all of the nodes of that marketplace, all of the people who are running the client or whatever on their system. So, for instance, I run the Bitcoin client on the studio computer here. Now, the Bitcoin client, there's probably hundreds of thousands of people in the world, if not more than a million, that are running this very same client. In order for the Bitcoin network to go down, all of those nodes would have to be stopped. And that's just
not
an impossible task.
Yeah, for example, there's the Pirate Bay, which is a popular website where people download different file types, typically music or movies. And this has been in operation for over 10 years.
Yes.
The authorities are not happy about that because it's illegal, right, to share files with friends and neighbors and strangers overseas. But it continues to exist because it is decentralized.
It has been decentralized. There are mirrors, as they are called, of the Pirate Bay. So if the main Pirate Bay server is taken down, there are others out there who are essentially mirroring that content. It's not decentralized,
right,
it's not in
the
exactly same way.
The same, yeah. It would be, I guess the analogy would be torrents themselves.
Right, that's it. So the government got Napster. They mm-hmm. didn't get file sharing.
That's correct.
They didn't get torrents through file sharing.
The torrents will still be there even if the Pirate Bay goes down. So for those that don't know, we're talking about Pirate Bay, the most infamous of all of the pirate sites out there, with music and movies and video games and software and things like that, all listed there without permission, from whoever the creators of those things were. The Pirate Bay itself doesn't host those files. They don't have Windows 7 or Windows 8 or... Or these torrent files that you can download, and then when you open the torrent up, it connects you to the decentralized network of the torrent network,
mm-hmm.
where those files then stream to your computer from people all over the globe who are holding on to that same file. But the Pirate Bay itself can be taken out. It's just really hard because they've hardened themselves with backup servers and mirror servers and things like that over the years. And the Pirate Bay URL has changed over time, too. It used to be .org, I think, a long time ago. It's now .se or
yeah.
something like that. So it's been a bit of a jump around, run around to try to, they're trying to keep themselves up in and still operating a somewhat centralized website. And they've had an amazing level of success at doing that. But the guy, one of the founders of the Pirate Bay, did go to prison.
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah, that just happened.
Yeah. Well, he actually just recently got out, or was going to get out, and now he's going back in for some sort of hacking charge, which doesn't have to do with the Pirate Bay. It was something unrelated, apparently. So, yeah, there's still a little bit of centralization involved there.
I guess as long as there are people, there's always going to be a central point of attack, because they can always take the people away and put them in cages, and that can be pretty effective.
Well, right, and that's why Mark was afraid for the guy who's one of the folks behind, sort of one of the more visible programmers behind Open Bazaar, which is this new idea of decentralizing the marketplace. So unlike eBay or the illicit versions like Silk Road, where there's that central server, Open Bazaar would be decentralizing the entire marketplace among all the client computers. But Mark, your concern was he's going to be targeted by the feds and taken out. Obviously, he's hoping that's not the case.
Just in retribution for creating a program.
Right, because he's not going to be responsible for the articles listed. One of the things they have to point out when they take down these illegal markets, like these underground markets like the Silk Road, is they have to make a case that the person running the site knew what was being sold on the site and had some sort of an active hand in, you know, procuring those things.
Guilty.
So one of the things they've done in this new case against Silk Road 2.0's alleged operator Blake Benthal is they have messages between him and an undercover agent who had been involved in the website from the beginning, one of the major problems. But anyway, they had an undercover agent as one of the administrators there, and they have alleged conversations between him and who was called DEFCON on the site. So DEFCON was allegedly Blake Benthal.
Uh-huh.
And so DEFCON was talking to the undercover agent, and it was DEFCON who was asking his administrators, hey, I want you to go to these other underground websites and recruit the best drug sellers from those sites to come over here to Silk Road 2.0.
Seems like a great business model.
Sure, but that gave them evidence that, allegedly Blake knew that drugs were being sold on Silk Road 2.0, and so therefore they're going to say that he was part of this conspiracy to create the site for that purpose. If you could claim you didn't know, with Open Bazaar, their claim is, we just want to create a free marketplace. It's not being done for the purpose of having an illicit marketplace, because you could go on, you can sell anything there.
Right.
And we, as the administrators, do not have control over that. So they can't say no to someone who wants to come on there and sell poison on Silk Road 2.0, or I think it was the original Silk Road. I don't know if 2.0 had the same rules. The original Silk Road, you couldn't sell poison on that. You couldn't sell child pornography. There were certain things that they disallowed. Weapons were not allowed on the original Silk Road.
I like that they had some standards. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, so this is what disturbs me about these other places, is that the kind of things that I wouldn't want sold are going to be sold there.
In theory, they could be. Yeah, there would be nothing to stop that.
But they're more freedom places. I mean, yeah, it's unfortunate that they've got... What?
That's the kind of freedom I'm looking
for. Well, that's what we have to have. If you want freedom, you have others to be free, and that means that they will do things that you wouldn't necessarily agree with.
There's no freedom to poison people. There's no freedom to kill people
you should be free to purchase poison if you want to. I mean, that's...
As long as you don't use it to harm somebody.
You could harm rats with the poison.
You could harm yourself.
You could harm yourself. Good point. We're coming up here in moments. You can take control. So these new markets don't have moderation.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free. We're talking about the future of the marketplace, specifically the online marketplace that cannot be regulated. That's what's the proposal from the folks who are programming Open Bazaar. It is also the proposal of I have to say, the free market client has finally given me the incentive necessary to go ahead and install the NXT client. So I'll go ahead and give that a try out.
Cool.
See what it's like, because unlike Open Bazaar, the NXT free market people are already open. You know, they already have some sort of existing software that people can try out. So I'm going to look at it and see what sort of offerings there are up there. Immediate concerns that NXT is an altcoin. It is not Bitcoin, so therefore it won't be as popular. But, you know, I could be wrong. Maybe there's going to be hundreds of listings when I install this thing. I don't know what to expect. So I'll let you know as that develops how that goes. But we were talking about some of the aspects of these decentralized markets, and one of them that's kind of scary to Mark is that you can't moderate it. There's no one in charge. The people who are writing the software are on purpose not allowing themselves to have control over the system.
Government incentivized, though, because,
what do you mean?
Well, they operate under the idea that if they restrict their market in any way, then they'll be liable to the government, you know, saying like, well, you know what's on your site, or you know what's on your platform.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that makes perfectly good sense. Absolutely.
So, whereas maybe they would have inserted some consumer protections into the software, now they're purposely not, because it might endanger them.
Well, wait a minute. Just because they don't have moderation doesn't mean people aren't going to have protections. So, from what I understand, there's still going to be some sort of a rating system
within the open bazaar. So there is going to be an infrastructure to make sure that people are on the up and up, in that if you get a bad rating, then who's going to want to do business with you, that kind of thing. But on the other hand, I guess you're right, there is less protection in that, for instance, with the underground marketplaces like the Silk Road. If there was a dispute, and there were, between buyers and sellers, like, oh, such and such said they were going to ship this product, and they didn't, and they took my money. So, you know, then they would bring in the moderators or the administrators to sort of, I guess, resolve that dispute. And I don't know what kind of dispute resolution they're going to have in a system with no moderation capacity. So there would be no way to really punish someone from the system if those tools don't exist in the first place.
I wonder if there would be a way to offer that, like to create a complimentary service that would be an offline rating system, you know, so you could just say, yeah, I've had this experience on the free marketplace or open bazaar, mm-hmm. and then have your rating system elsewhere. You know, maybe there would be a market for that.
Well, ratings might exist, but I don't think moderation will. So maybe, I don't know, we'll see, right? We still don't really know. This is early phase on both of these projects, and it's a shame that Open Bazaar wasn't ready to go, because, man, what a perfect time to get some extra downloads, right? Like, yeah. if they actually had their client ready to roll right now for people to just download and install in the absence of Silk Road 2.0, they would probably have hundreds, if not thousands, of new listings and clients and things like that. Let's go to you with your calls and thoughts. We've got Daniel. He's in Mexico via Skype. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
Hey there.
So stepping back a little bit to what you guys were saying about how you determine trustworthiness of those you're doing business with on these decentralized networks.
Mm-hmm.
Open Bazaar is addressing that. It's going to be a system that's actually built into Open Bazaar. Basically, it's a bit like Bitcoin in that you generate a private key that you sign everything with, right? And that public key that generates is your unique ID.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of their proposed methods of establishing reputation is either putting Bitcoin in a time lock or actually burning Bitcoin as part of establishing, bootstrapping your reputation.
What does it mean to burn Bitcoin?
Well, it would be like getting rid of it, just to say, is that the point, Daniel, to say, I exist, I'm here, I'm creating a profile?
The point of burning the Bitcoin is to show that you have some skin in the game and that you value this identity. Even though it's not, you know, your actual name or anything, you value the identity that goes along with this public unique identifier.
How do you burn Bitcoin?
You send it to an address that doesn't exist.
Yes, you send it to an address that is, you know, you'll actually have an address that says, you know, this is the Open Bazaar burn address. And, you know, the actual Bitcoin address is that. And your chance of actually generating that address are, you know, not going to happen before the sun dies. So.
Okay. So I see what you're saying. So would Open Bazaar then collect that Bitcoin from that address?
No.
Or?
No, that's an address that no one has yet found the public key for.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And the idea is, like, if there was a spammer who wanted to create a bunch of different accounts, it would be really expensive for that spammer to create multiple identities, right?
That is correct.
Got it.
And it's basically so that the sellers and the buyers, in some cases, have some skin in the game where they actually value that identity.
Now, would this be an option for somebody who's signing up? Like, oh, I burned my Bitcoin, so therefore I'm more legit? Whereas I could buy from someone who has not burned their Bitcoin, and, you know, maybe they're just too cheap to burn their Bitcoin, or they just wanted to try it out.
It's a completely optional system
that
just allows you to establish, if you choose to, a higher level of trust.
Interesting.
I dig it.
Cool. So you sound like you're really following this closely, the whole Open Bazaar thing.
I'd rather put more Bitcoin in a time lock than I would to burn a quarter of the amount of Bitcoin I put in a time lock, personally. I mean,
that makes sense. So you've been following this pretty closely then, Daniel?
I've been following Open Bazaar on and off. In fact, apparently were not aware, because it only happened yesterday or the day before. Version 3.0 has launched along with the Windows client.
Really? So no, it's no longer you have to be a techno nerd to compile your own program from the source code in order to get it to run. What you're saying is anyone can go and download this thing now?
Anyone can go and download that. However, the Tor integration is not done. So it is not anonymous. It is not anonymous.
Okay, so fascinating. But at the very least, you could go on.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was the case, that you could download it, but it just wasn't anonymous.
Well, that's how it is now, apparently. But right. It wasn't that way when we were first interviewing Sam a month ago. So it sounds like they blew something out the door here, you know, put a usable version out for folks. What he was describing to us was that you really had to have some programming chops to be able to compile the software. But now they've compiled it for you, and that's very exciting. So what you can do is you can go on OpenBazaar and actually list items and buy items, right? Like you wouldn't want to buy some marijuana or something like that because it's not anonymous yet. But that doesn't mean there aren't items being listed that are legal there, right? I mean, have you logged in? Have you tried it out yet?
I've not tried it out, mainly because at this stage I have no interest in it because, well, honestly, nobody's going to mail me something to Mexico, so it doesn't really matter.
Why
for
not?
Me.
Why wouldn't they?
Because customs is really annoying here, and it makes more sense for me just to
When you say they wouldn't mail you anything,
the
US. Wait, you wouldn't be mailed anything at all in Mexico or just drugs?
In general, if you're going to get mailed something in Mexico, you're going to use what is basically kind of like the Mexican version of FedEx, mm-hmm. which is SFETA. You're going to use that. It's a courier service. The mail service in Mexico is notoriously unreliable. From what I've heard,
most sellers will tell you
50% delivery rate in the Mexican mail system.
Wow. Most sellers are more than happy to send via private shipping if you're willing to pay the price for that, right? I mean, like,
no, they probably are, but for I do not have any needs of the things that are on these sites because, well, let's face it, the prescriptions that I'm given are better and cheaper.
Oh, you're saying – okay. It's my understanding there is a bunch of legal items on the site at the moment. But, again, I haven't logged in.
OpenBazaar will be – the stated purpose of OpenBazaar is actually to replace eBay.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, why not hop on and check things out? It's not an illegal, illicit marketplace. And at the moment, as you pointed out, it's anonymous. I'm definitely curious now that you said there's actually a client out. I'm going to go grab that and try it out here tonight. Hey, thanks for the call, Daniel. I appreciate the heads up. 855-450-FREE. I'll put the link up to OpenBazaar on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. More coming up. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hi, folks. Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but there's enough time for you with your thoughts. If you dial in right now at 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. So we're talking about these exciting new markets where you can buy and sell anything, or at least that's the claim. There's a no moderation, which to some people is kind of a scary thing, but I say I'm excited by it. I'm fascinated that this is happening, and the federal government must be very, very upset about this because there's ultimately nothing they can really do besides target the creators of these new softwares.
We met Sam. This guy's trying to create an open source exchange medium.
Yep.
Where, he can't decide. It's like making a gun. You can't choose whether or not somebody shoots somebody with it.
Right.
This guy's got a family. This guy's got kids. He's not exchanging drugs, but they may go after him for it.
Nothing would stop them from trying to come up with something, concoct some sort of charges. But he's in a much better place legally than anybody operating one of these centralized drug marketplaces underground, because all Sam's doing is creating a tool. He's creating a tool that anyone can use to sell anything they want to anyone anywhere in the world. And they don't have to ask permission to do it. There's no approval process. You just get started with it. And so he's got that plausible deniability wherein, you know, he doesn't know what you're listing. He's not approving them. And he's not getting a commission off of it either, which is another thing. There's no fees with OpenBazaar, from what I understand. So the programmers, they're known publicly, unlike this NXT free market, which is charging fees, and the programmers are hidden. OpenBazaar, it's completely open. And I think that's another safety feature for him.
Well, I'm a big fan of this guy and anyone trying to create a freer market. It reminds me of the quote from V for Vendetta that ideas are bulletproof. It's not about the people who are running these businesses or these organizations. It's about the idea that free people are going to be able to trade with each other without permission.
Yeah,
that's revolutionary, and that can't be stopped.
I'm so excited by it. So we'll continue as we learn more. We'll tell you. First, we go to your phone calls here. We've got Sean listening in Tupelo. You're on Free Talk Live. Tune in via WKMQ. Hey, Sean. Or Sean, rather. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is what I want to know. You know, when y'all was talking about the drug charges, right? And, like, when you say the United States do have the harsher punishment, you know, because we live in Tupelo, Mississippi, and man, I'm talking about they take drug selling real serious, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, how can somebody kill somebody How can you kill somebody and probably do about 5 years max? But if you go out and sell some cocaine, you know, to provide for your family, don't get me wrong, it's wrong. It's wrong to do. I understand.
No, there's
that.
Nothing wrong with selling drugs.
I don't see anything
there's
wrong
no,
with it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
Is it still wrong, man? It's still wrong, right?
No, it's not. No, you're just selling drugs to another consenting adult. I mean, there's nothing wrong with buying and selling things. I mean, the only thing that it is it's illegal. And there's been a lot of things over time that have been illegal that aren't necessarily wrong. Just because the law says that something is wrong doesn't mean it's actually wrong, right?
That makes sense. But,
yeah.
You know, but like you say, you can go out here and sell this stuff, and then, you know, you make your money, but you only really doing it just provide your for your family or whatever. You know, they don't pay you nothing on these jobs, no way, these days, anyway. But, you know, it's just the fact that I got a partner that got 18 years, and for what he had sold, it wasn't even worth 18 years, but you got somebody over here to take somebody's life.
Oh,
and
yeah.
he might not do nothing but about 18 months.
And there's no explaining it. There's no logic behind it. I mean, it's just
sure
insanity.
There is. It's the incentives of the power-hungry politicians who just promise their constituents more and more tough-on-crime legislation.
But do people really want to see those constituents? Do they really want to see a drug seller staying in prison longer than a murderer? I mean, really? Is that what people are demanding? That seems unbelievable.
I feel like it happens a lot.
But it has happened.
It certainly has happened.
There was a guy in Florida who got 25 years for a possession of prescription pills that weren't his. He was in a wheelchair.
And now they crack hard down on that in Tupelo, Mississippi, too. You know, if your name is not on that bottle, and it might not be yours. You might can say, hey, it's my grandmama. She just left it in my car, but...
Don't say that.
Yeah, you're better off not saying anything to the police.
Yeah. The question you ask is, officer, are you conducting an investigation? And if the officer says yes, then you say, speak to my attorney. If he says no, then he says that I have nothing to talk to you about.
Hey, Sean, thanks for the call tonight, man. I definitely share your concerns. It's bewildering to me as well, and it's definitely something that needs to be looked at with sentencing reform. I mean, I think most people would agree that violent people are the ones who should be doing the time. If anyone's going to do time, it shouldn't necessarily be the drug dealers. But drug dealers have been demonized, so maybe that's a factor. You know, drug dealers have been pointed to as like a terrible people, bad human beings. But as Sean was pointing out, many of them just want to put food on their family's table, too, just like anybody else.
I think there's something of a cultural shift, though. As at the beginning of the show, you were saying, oh, people don't want to look at the jail. They don't want to look at the punishment that's happening, because then they might say, oh, I have some moral problems with this. But there's a cultural shift happening in that there are so many people in jails in the U.S. that we've got popular shows now, like Orange is the New Black. And whether people like it or not, they have to confront this reality that we've got a lot of people in jails. Got to do something about that.
Well, that is one of the, I guess, positive sides of arresting everybody in the country, is that eventually you're going to know someone who got arrested, right? And so it's easy for the respectables to keep themselves separated from the jail and the kind of people that are in the jail. But when more people keep getting sort of churned into this criminal justice system, then that means it's more and more likely that someone you know, even the respectables, the people driving the Lexuses and the driving with the fancy cars and the golf clubs and things like that, even they are likely now to have a son or a daughter or a grandson or somebody getting picked up for something, and that can be a change in perspective almost instantly.
Yeah, of course it's more personal when you know somebody who's in jail or you have a friend, but I'm talking about the entertainment industry where there are, like, I don't know, half dozen of these shows that feature reality of what it's like on the inside.
Are they realistic, though?
Well, they claim to be reality shows.
I haven't seen them.
They're popular in jails. I know they liked watching it while I was in.
I have heard the Orange is the New Black is a good show, but I haven't watched it.
No, I haven't watched. I do not watch shows like that.
Prison shows?
Yeah, I mean.
Well, what about like Lock Up? These are shows where
I don't watch them. Okay. Let's be clear. I don't watch them.
Lock Up, the movie with Sylvester Stallone?
No, there's like modern shows that feature actual prisoners. It's not like fictional stories.
Oh,
like
really?
Orange is the New Black is like fictional stories about this.
this fictional prison. But this is a show, and there are lots like it, where they feature real prisoners and what it's like when they get a shakedown through their room and what their different jobs are.
Well,
so.
All that's interesting to guys like you, the guys that half-stepped through county jail. I spent 8.5 years in. I have no desire to get, like, sort of in the back of that mind frame that...
this is interesting to the average Joe. These
I'm
are
with you.
Then
it's fine.
TV
it's interesting. But all I'm saying is that every time I've seen one of these prison things, what they do is they present all the bad things that happened to me in the course of 8.5 years in 45 minutes or whatever it is.
But wait a minute. Now, with these reality series, imagine, I'm sure that the guards are on their best behavior. I mean, the guards aren't being like... thugs on camera, are they?
No, the guards are very much the heroes in these shows.
Boy. Let's go to James in Arizona via Skype. Hello, James.
Dear Jay.
Oh, boy.
Open mind that you have. Given the non-existence of a super richy rich prison industrial complex reformer, philanthropist, let's call him, might I suggest to you, absent a pipe world dreamer, bong smoke dope den that you live in, that solution to the courtesy, the solution to the
your sentence the structure confuses me.
I know it's supposed to be whatever. I know you're confused. You have to think a second time for once in your dope smoking life. But anyway, might I suggest to you that the criminal rehabilitation is seated right next to you, courtesy of the free people of the state of Florida. But then again, only a moral moron might suggest that selling drugs like coke is there's nothing wrong with it. Minister Edge, how are you doing today?
All's well.
Every second.
What's
every
wrong
second,
with selling cocaine?
Every second you step behind bars, by the way, you got off easy, if you ask me.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's wrong with selling cocaine?
Yeah.
I'd like to know.
I suggest the state of Florida has something going for them, and criminals like.
I'm so sorry, but we're out of time. He didn't want to have a conversation. He just wanted to speak from the pulpit there for a little bit. Naughty,
you
naughty
can do that
boys.
On Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you can. But I really wanted to know, what's wrong with selling cocaine? What's the crime? What is immoral about
selling
that?
Alcohol, selling aspirin, selling cigarettes?
So if you want to answer that question, call tomorrow night and do it. In the meantime, check out Derek J at DerekJ.me and more at FreeTalkLive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.